And off we go for the next 30 minutes. You're about to hear everything and anything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. It's a humid weekend. Let's see what's going on. Time for your host to hang out. It's Bob Hogeson and Lee Yoakam. And the Delaware City Digest on My 96.7.
There we go.
Excellent.
Right off
the... good, Mark. You drug that out just long enough.
A little bit outside.
Nothing like a well-polished and organized... It's like our first show, you know? We've done this a day or two.
You just hop in and start talking, man.
Yeah, that's it.
We don't give you much time, you know? Got to get Betty in and out, you know? Traffic jams.
Clock never stops.
Don't think about much. Just go at it, right? That's kind of how I approach life.
That's it, man.
So, hey, welcome to the Digest, everybody. It is Friday, and happy to be back one more week. Bob, happy to have you, partner. How's your week been?
Happy Friday, everybody. Week's been great. I hope everyone's had a little fun in the sun. A little rainy today. No big deal. It's all right. Need a little rain, I suppose, every now and then.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you sound like Bob Ross over there, man. Everybody needs a little rain. It's a happy little raindrops. It's your raindrops.
Happy little trees.
We want everybody. That's right. Hey, looking forward to today's show, Bob. Got a good event coming up this weekend at the Unity Community Center. It's a Faith Night program. And what is Faith Night? Well, we're going to talk about that, but it is... The sponsor of the event is the National Alliance for Mental Health. There's a Mid-Ohio chapter of NAMI, and what an important and timely topic to discuss. So looking forward to that, and with us to talk about it here in a little bit, Leslie Joyner and Jesse Jones, organizers for the event. Ladies, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you for having us. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, so going to be a good event. It is Saturday night. So, yeah, that will be our topic. But, Robert, before we get to that.
Anytime, Mark.
Yeah, forget that.
Okay, here we go. Right on cue.
Yeah, you guys are dragging me down.
I'll start it. Okay, thanks, Lee and Mark. Here's your Delaware Daily News for Friday, July 11th. July 11th, July 18th, 2025. How about that? I actually have 18th. I don't know why I decided to love it. Anyways, well, off the top, we want to say a big thank you to everyone who came out this past Saturday for our monument cleaning workshop at Oak Grove Cemetery. Your time, care, and effort helped preserve an important piece of Delaware's history. Oak Grove Cemetery was established in 1851 and is the largest cemetery in Delaware County. The grounds encompass about 70 acres and approximately 21,000 people are buried there. It is the final resting place of many of our city's early leaders, veterans, and community members whose lives helped shape Delaware into what it is today. Maintaining these historic markers is not only about preserving stone, but about honoring memory and heritage. Thanks again for your hands-on help in keeping Oak Grove a respectful and beautiful place for future generations. Stay tuned for future workshops and volunteer opportunities. Well, if you wanted to get involved in helping maintain and clean our wonderful waterways and didn't know how to start, well, why not join us for the Olentangy River cleanup on Saturday, August 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Cherry Street Canoe Launch. All supplies will be provided. Just bring clothes and shoes you don't mind getting wet and a reusable water bottle. You'll help remove trash from the river and surrounding areas. And yes, that means wading through some water. We're also looking for a cleanup team captain, so if you're interested, let us know. You can find all that information and how to RSVP on our Facebook page at City of Delaware. Well, Lee, it's a call for artists to create something memorable and meaningful in the city and county. A new design competition is calling on artists, architects, and community members to help honor veterans whose graves remain unmarked in Delaware County. Titled Unmarked But Unforgotten, the competition is hosted by the Delaware County Veterans Service Office and the Delaware City Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution in partnership with the cities of us, Delaware, Powell, and Sunbury. The goal is to create a lasting memorial that not only remembers forgotten veterans, especially from the Revolutionary War, but also commemorates the 250th anniversary of the United States. Designs must be thoughtful, accessible, and thematically unified across all three cities. Entries are due by July 29th at noon. Winners will be announced this fall. Cash prizes will be awarded, and the winning concept could help shape a powerful new space for reflection and remembrance.
Do you think they're really going to unify we're going to unify all three cities. That I would like to see.
Well, I mean, you know, nothing says it's unification like grave, big old gray markers.
No, I'm
marble, marble slabs, and
this could be the make it the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
That's the meeting of the three powerhouses of Central Ohio. Anyways, you can check out our Facebook page at City of Delaware for more information and to learn how to submit a design. And yes, finally, Lee, a Faith Night program tomorrow at the Unity Community Center hosted by the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Mid-Ohio, a.k.a. NAMI. It will run from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Ross Street Unity Community Center and will be an evening of stories, food trucks, kids' activities, dancing, live music, and more. Event organizers Leslie Joyner and Jesse Jones are with us in studio to tell us more about this awesome community event right after the break. So, Lee, back to you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Hey, one item I wanted to mention was the couple of openings on boards and commissions in the City of Delaware. Anybody listening out there, if you're interested in serving your community, there are two openings now. We're looking for a resident to serve on the Historic Preservation Commission. That term ends in June of 2026. It's an unexpired term that ends in June of 2026. And then we also have an NCA, a new community authority. Very exciting term there. I'd explain it, but I don't know what an NCAA does. Well, I know what the NCAA does. I do not know. No, it's a...
Yeah, explain to us what the NCAA does, too, because that's maybe a little bit more complicated.
What day is it? but anyway, the NCA is the North New Community Authority. It's a two-year term, and that seat is available. You can go to DelawareOhio.net and learn much more than I could ever explain about both of these positions. But if you're looking to serve the city, there's two opportunities. And got a big road closure coming up in August. We'll talk more about it in the weeks ahead, but... Just be advised, it's part of the Point Improvement Project. Central Avenue will be closing between Lake Street and the Point to through traffic. Local traffic will still have access inside of that closure. But there will be information starting to appear on our website and all of our platforms about that closure. It'll be for about 30 days. And this will be a big part of the 2025 effort on the Point. So look for that, and you'll be hearing more and seeing more about that, but know that's coming up. So, yeah, that's about it.
A little pain for a lot of gain.
That's right. That's right. So we do have some time, so let's lean into it and talk about this important event coming up Saturday. We're spotlighting it as a meaningful community event that's kind of brings together faith and family and community for a very important and timely topic. You can't watch the news or it's mental health. Finally, I think both of our guests would agree is getting the attention that it deserves. And the spotlight is on the importance of mental health and how we all can be positive players in that effort. But it's Faith Night and it's at the Unity Community Center at 50 Ross Street and Jesse Jones with NAMI is here, and Leslie Joyner from the City of Delaware is here, both involved with this. And tell us a little bit about what will take place on Saturday night.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you guys so much for having us. Yeah, NAMI Mid-Ohio, for the listeners that may not know, what we do, we provide a community of support to individuals and families affected by mental health conditions, helping them navigate their journey toward a fulfilling life. We do this through support groups, classes, workshops, anywhere and everywhere, all free. And the big differentiator is that we've lived it. If you run a NAMI program, if you're one of our board members, our volunteers, you've lived it and you're here to show people there is a path, right? There is hope. And so Leslie is one of our board members, our volunteers, one of our champions, and she's really spearheading this event coming up. And really, we've come to find that places of worship, faith communities can be a place of healing and hope, and it's a place where people go when they're struggling. And we are trying to equip our faith communities with the tools and resources. And I'll let Leslie talk a little bit more about Faith Night specifically, but if we can just get more resources, get more hope and healing and in the hands of people where folks are going already, then we can do a lot of good in this community. A lot of people are struggling, and we want them to know Hope and Helper is always available. Leslie, I'll turn it over to you for the Faith Night.
All right. So, yes, Faith Night is actually an event that is kind of a prelude to a conference that NAMNI has every year that we've gone on 4 years, which is Pathways to Hope. And one of my desires, as well as Tracy and Jesse, we all wanted to, we want to come together and bridge the gap between the faith communities and as well as the general population community, just because we want people to be aware of the everything that is happening in the communities with mental health. And we want to bring our faith-based leaders in to partner with us. As we know, for me growing up, especially being in church, there's something that, you know, just wasn't talked about, mental health. And when we're talking about that, we want it holistic. So we, a lot of people whose faith is based, we just want to, again, bridge the gap and allow people to understand and know that it can couple together, because we want you to be holistic in your healing.
You a couple of key words there, Leslie, that struck me, and it also resonated that the choice of the Unity Center, the Community Center, is very symbolic. And was that by design, or hey, there was nobody else that could host this? But tell us about the Unity Center being the site for this event.
It is by design. My desire, of course, you know, I ran for city council. One of my initiatives was mental health in our community. Specifically the children. I just have a heart for the children and them growing up in the environments that they're in. I think it was, you know, just very important. And then with the community center, I just think that it is a just a very central, important part of our community. It's where a lot of things can happen. And we want to bring awareness to the center as well. They are doing a lot of great things over there. And we just want people to know this almost like a hub for the community, but not even just the community, for the city as well. We want, you know, people from all over to come. But it is it was very strategic in doing that. Yeah. Very strategic. We, you know, there's been a lot of negativity for that side of town, and we just want you to know that that's not who we are.
Great. We're talking about Faith Nights, the Faith Nights program at the Unity Community Center, Saturday night at on Ross Street, 50 Ross Street, 4:30 to 8. We'll be back with Leslie and Jesse and Bob and Mark and all the gang after these messages. Thank you, Mark. It is The Digest. I'm Lee, Bob Hogutson over there, and with us today, we're talking about Faith Night program. It is this Saturday at the Unity Community Center, 50 Ross Street, from 4:30 to 8 p.m., and to talk about it is from NAMI, is Jesse Jones, and the local NAMI board member, Leslie Joyner from Delaware. And before the break, we were talking about the basics, but let's do a little rerun. So the event is Saturday night, and Jesse, what will people experience when they walk in the door?
Absolutely. Well, first off, what people experience at any NAMI event is big, fun, welcoming, open arms. Come as you are. Bring everybody. Bring the kids. Everything we do, we like to go where the people are, right? Because mental health is not a thing that's them over there, that zip code. It's affecting all of us everywhere. So with any NAMI event, you're going to be welcomed. There's going to be kid activities. We've got performances from some local favorites, Lynn Petrosino, Heather Evans, and our very own Leslie Joyner here. The River Radio is going to be there playing music too. There's going to be food trucks. We've asked all of our community partners who are coming to bring a kid activity or something to give away for the kiddos, because if kids are happy, mom and dad are happy, and then that's when real conversations and some life get to happen. What else, Leslie? What am I missing?
Activities for the children. We have the River radio station. They're going to be with us all day providing entertainment as well. So the live performances will be at the top of every hour. And in between, the River will be there with us, the food trucks. So we just, again, want everybody to come out just to have a good time. We also have some of our partners that will be set up, as well as for vendors, a couple of vendors, and the churches. What I really, one of my main focuses and goals are for the community, not just the churches in Delaware, but we're Mayor Morrow in Marysville, Union County. So we wanted to invite their churches as well, and they wanted to present information concerning their local assemblies, just in the event that somebody might be looking for a home church or anything. So give them promotion as well. So we just, again, want to just have a fun night in the community.
Leslie had mentioned this, and in her faith, growing up, mental health was never mentioned. It was never a conversation, and certainly recently it's never been mentioned it really anywhere. And now it does seem to be building momentum that it is a serious health issue. Jesse, I'm interested. You had said earlier that, everybody involved with NAMI sort of has lived through some sort of mental health issue. And I'm just curious, we say mental health, which is sort of a very broad term for a lot of stuff, but sort of what are some maybe specifics about, recognizing mental health? When we say mental health issues, what is a mental health issue? How do you define it? And when is it like, I don't know, maybe someone's just stressed out and they're having a bad day versus like a real actual something that needs therapy and mm-hmm. someone to talk to?
Thank you. Yes. So one out of every five adults in the United States is experiencing a mental health condition. Now, to your point, it could not be a full-blown diagnosable thing, but we're feeling the symptoms of anxiety, depression, PTSD. Maybe we're feeling grief. Maybe we're having down days, anxious days. I mean, the world as it is right now can be a little stressful. Whether you have kiddos or not, it doesn't matter. We're all feeling something. And not to mention, we're still in a post-pandemic. I don't know if I missed the email that said the pandemic was over, but it just kind of feels like we're holding our breath from the pandemic and we never exhaled, right? And we don't really talk about that as a society, but I mean, we're all feeling something, right? And I think it's okay to talk about it. And events like this and what NAMI does is we're normalizing it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have down days and anxious days. And so with one out of every five of us feeling a mental health condition at any given point, I mean, there's five of us in the room right here, right? And that's just, adults. With kiddos, it's more like one out of every six. And so what we do is we share our story first. We say, hey, we understand what it's like. We've been there. Or like I said, we have support groups and classes for those with mental health conditions. And we have support groups and classes for the friends and family of those with mental health conditions. And for anyone who's ever struggled out there, you know how isolating it can feel. You feel like you're the only one. Maybe you feel embarrassed. You can't really talk to anybody about it. Well, if you knew you were going to be in a room with people who truly understand what you're going through, we've been there. We've felt it. Maybe, just maybe, if the program was free, insurance isn't involved, you know you're going to be welcomed and understood, maybe you'll come. Maybe you'll come to the class or support group or workshop, and then you'll find out about this really great community resource, this other nonprofit that offers free counseling, the support group. Did you know this is happening for free? Did you know the city of Delaware has this program? That's how it happens. So that's what we're here to do.
And after, people come and participate in these classes or conversations or whatever, is there a way to quantify if people are getting better from that, if that makes sense? Like,
I'm going to let Leslie, who's been there and felt it. You want to tell your story a little bit?
Well, one of the things that I notice, particularly with running group, what I notice is that the freedom that the individuals have to just be able to kind of breathe and let their hair down. So they may not specifically say, oh, I'm bored, but you can tell in their attitude. You can tell the fact that they continue to come back because we provide such a safe space. And again, whether it's you experiencing yourself, our family members, and the amount of resources, they can be confident. We have so many resources. If there's not anything that we can help you directly, we're going to always have something or someone that we can direct you to that can help you in whatever area that that you need. And again, it's so, the range is so wide, anywhere from, we're not going to put a degree on it because mental health is mental health. Like you said, whether you're experiencing depression or you are diagnosed with schizophrenia, regardless of the scope of it, we're there to help you. And I find that when you're able to talk with a peer with it, that in itself is just something relaxing too, because like she said, you see, oh man, somebody else has experienced this or something like this. From my own experience, I have a brother who is an alcoholic really bad. And as a result of that, a little bit of schizophrenia has come in because of drugs. And so having to deal with that, getting the tools to how to cope and handle him, just coming to be a part of this opened my mind to so many things, because there's so much to mental health that I didn't know. So it's very educational, but also just an atmosphere to where it gives you hope. It gives you hope to let you know that I'm not alone. There is somebody else that's dealing with this.
It is the Faith Night program. It's Saturday evening, this Saturday, July 19th, 4:30 to 8 p.m., the Unity Community Center, 50 Ross Street. And we're talking with Jesse Jones with the NAMI Mid-Ohio chapter, and Leslie Joyner, who is on the NAMI, the local NAMI board here in Delaware. And, you know, we're talking about it, which is the bit, that's the start. But I honestly don't know how to talk about mental health. I saw the word stigma. It is completely stigmatized. Mm-hmm. And I think people, and I don't think I'm alone. I just don't like talk. I don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to talk about it. So I don't.
And that's been one of the issues throughout eternity. And that's why I believe we have such a stigma with it. And our desire is to break that stigma, because you just don't talk about it. And I think about that, I said probably half the people that you dealt with had some type of mental illness, but because you didn't talk about it, you didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, you just traveled through it like it was, you know, another day. But it was never talked about,
right.
And especially in the faith community, you know, it was unheard of.
Where I've seen that changing, I'm a sports fan, and I see more athletes, more professional coaches open up about the issues that they're going through, and I think that is so helpful, obviously. But it's kind of like, oh man, this big tough guy or this really tough lady can talk about the mental health issues, and they do it with some specifics that is relatable.
Absolutely. I think whether it's the artists at Faith Night, these athletes you talk about, our teachers, our community leaders, the more we can normalize it, the more we're going to normalize it. We're all feeling it. And for some reason, mental health conditions, mental illness, we like to say it's not a casserole disease. You know, if one of your coworkers, one of your neighbors had lung cancer, you know, had a heart attack, right? We would start the meal train. We'd start, you know, the casserole, right? We'd get the DoorDash gift cards. But if you found out someone in your circle got diagnosed with bipolar, schizophrenia, severe depression, we don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
And it's you know, just as debilitating. Mental health affects how you eat, whether you see people, whether you get up out of the house. It affects everything. But for some reason, a society, it's, you know, just like someone didn't pick lung cancer, someone didn't pick bipolar. You know, and yet we treat it differently. And we're trying really hard. And these artists, you guys here today, you're part of the change. You're part of the movement, the mental health movement, to say it's affecting all of us, not just some of us, either individually or our friends and family. So thank you guys. Thank you.
So let's talk about that support and our listeners out there. How can those listening today support the mission of NAMI going forward? What's the best way?
Absolutely. Well, you can always find resources if you need them for you and your family at notaloneohio.org. Notaloneohio.org. We mean it when we say you are not alone in whatever you're feeling. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn at NAMI, NAMI, Mid-Ohio. And we're always needing supporters, volunteers. If you have felt it and have been there and want to get involved, we want you. Leslie literally came up to our table at a Delaware First Friday and said, I like this. How do I get involved? How do I get you more in my community? And it has made all the difference. Just from one conversation with Leslie at a Delaware First Friday, we've had workshops and classes, a support group designated for those in the Black and Brown community at London Townhomes. It has a board member. I mean, it is just one conversation. That's how NAMI works. We do everything with partnership and with people. So notaloneohio.org. And thank you guys again.
You're welcome.
You can also donate. We welcome donations.
We do welcome donations. We do. We love, obviously, donating your time, talent, treasure. It all helps. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. The fact that Leslie would approach you on a First Friday and say, I want to be involved, does not surprise me, knowing Leslie a little bit than I do. So it is Faith Night. The program is the Faith Night program, July 19th. That's Saturday, tomorrow night, 4:30 p.m. Leslie, I did see on there that you will be singing Song and Dance with Leslie Joyner. It says it at 7 p.m.
I will be singing with my group.
What are you singing?
Gospel. I don't know what we're going to. Well, I do think I have an idea of a couple songs we're going to do. But
come on. Come on. Give me a start.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I will be singing with my group.
That is awesome. That is awesome. All right. That's great.
Yes, we're really excited.
That's awesome, Leslie. Thank you for doing that. And best of luck. It is Saturday night. It's the Faith Night program, Unity Community Center, 4:30 to 8 p.m. Come on in. Bring the family in and get mentally healthy. Come on. Let's go.
Woo.
All right, Bob, let's try it again next week.
Awesome, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow at the Unity Community Center.
All right, Mark, thanks for having us on. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.